Missouri Net News, I'm Elisa Nelson. The state Supreme Court has heard arguments from attorneys for three men who say they are not violent felons. So they believe Amendment 5 passed by voters last year means they should still have a right to possess guns. Circuit Attorney Aaron Levinson says the legislation wasn't asking voters to keep only violent felons from having guns.
That same majority that brought forth this amendment to present to the voters could have changed the felon in possession law. They could have removed the language allowing or prohibiting all convicted felons from possessing firearms. They could have chosen to define violent. They could have listed out a list of offenses which would prohibit someone from having firearms. They did not do so. They chose to leave the statute as it was.
The attorneys for those three men say Amendment 5 means it should be up to the state to prove in any felony trial whether that crime is considered violent and whether a conviction would carry the lifetime ban on possessing guns. The Department of Transportation is still working to clear two major interstates through Missouri. An accident closed eastbound I-70 this morning at Kingdom City. Crews are still trying to clear that scene. One lane in the eastbound direction is open again, and Gene McCoy with the Transportation Department says it could be fully open in another couple of hours.
It's going to really heavily depend on how they can get those two tractor trailers out of the area. One of the payloads is spilled, so we don't know how difficult it's going to be for the tow trucks to remove those two semis.
Two accidents also resulted in closures of I-44, one near Union and one near Rolla. A Branson man has been arrested and charged with third-degree assault, disturbing the peace, and trespassing after starting a fight at a Monopoly tournament. 69-year-old John Litton had already been asked not to participate in this year's tournament. A Kansas City woman has been charged for recklessly starting the fire in a building 2 weeks ago that resulted in the deaths of two Kansas City firefighters. 43-year-old Tu Hong Nguyen faces one count of first-degree arson and two counts of second-degree murder or felony murder because the two firefighters died as a result of the arson. Firefighters Larry Leggio and John Mesh were killed when a wall collapsed and fell on them during that fire. The NFL is holding a public hearing in St. Louis this evening on a potential relocation of the Rams. All 1,500 tickets to attend the hearing were sold. U.S. Senators Claire McCaskill and Chuck Schumer of New York today made a friendly wager on the outcome of the World Series. If the Royals win, Schumer has pledged to tweet a photo of himself wearing a Royals t-shirt while riding a bike through New York City. If the Mets win, McCaskill has pledged to tweet a photo of a Mets flag flying outside her home. This is Missouri Net News.